At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Luka, I thought, now, you know, Dallas won 109-104. They jumped out to a nice lead in the second quarter.
And then the third quarter, the Lakers had this big run, right, to make it a game.
Well, LeBron hit the three threes, right? Three huge, you know, long threes in a row. You know, he's a streaky shooter. He's not a great shooter. He's a streaky shooter. And he went on a streak, got him back in the game. But I thought Luka, who, you know, 25-8-5, so nice game by him. He was dominating early. I kind of feel like he took his foot off the gas. Like, he just didn't shoot as much.
In that third quarter?
Yeah, the second. They got the big lead. I don't know why. Imagining it, right?
What did they score, 14
they
points?
They scored 14 points in the third quarter.
It was a bad third quarter, and the Lakers had 31 to 14.
It was ugly.
I was surprised as well.
Yeah, he wasn't shooting. He was creating open shots for guys, but he wasn't really taking it upon himself. But I don't know. But anyway, Lakers lost their third straight game, Rob.
What is that?
And
10 out of 13?
I don't know exactly. I can find that out.
It was 9 out of 12, I think, Chris. So it's 10 out of 13.
Yeah, it would be 10 out of 13. But for those of us who've been paying attention, Rob, this is not surprising, and I don't mean the fact that they've lost a few games. But remember, one of the things we were saying all year long was the schedule's about to heat up. Like, right. That was a shocker, right?
Chris, their schedule moving forward on paper, I'm here to tell you, on paper, they're not making the playoffs on paper.
Well, play-in?
So they're not. Yeah, they're not making it.
What do you say?
Let me just give it to you real quick. I do have it. I looked at this, and it's pretty.
But, I mean, can you clarify what you mean?
Yeah, here we go.
Not making the playoffs. You don't think they'll get in the top 10?
Yeah, no.
They won't make the play-in. Oh, that's a statement, Rob. Don't gloss that over.
No, they got 21 games left, 14 of them on the road. And they're 9-18 as a road team. They're a bad road team.
Right.
And then they have, of their 7 home games, 5 of them are against Golden State, Phoenix, Denver, Philadelphia, and Toronto. So there's no easy road ahead is what I'm saying, Chris. When you look at how many road games, and then 5 of the 7 home games are games you're probably going to lose. So they're in for a rough road. They're going to have to win some road games in order to make it. I mean, that's a tough schedule. Would you agree with that?
That's a heck of a – I mean, I didn't know it was like what you just said. Yeah. But I did know that they had the toughest schedule in the West.
Wow.
No, that is a murderer's row. And you know this, Rob. Ain't nobody trying to do the Lakers any favors.
No. If they got a chance to rub it in, Chris – they're going to, especially LeBron, and they got 4 top 75 players on the team. What?
Yep.
Oh, no. This is our chance. No doubt.
Absolutely. You're right. So let me go back to this. Are you saying, it doesn't sound as obscene now that you look at the schedule, but are you actually saying they won't be in the top 10?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be in the top 10. I do not. I really don't because – of what I'm looking at, and I'm looking for games that they're going to win. There are no gimmies with this team.
They're 2 up on 11th seeded Portland. So it ain't much cushion. And Portland is trying to get in. You know, Anthony Simons, the young kid, is playing well. He's excited, right? Yep. He's like, hey, I'm arrived.
And if they can somehow do it, like, I mean, normally you would say 2 games, you know, that team against this Laker team. But I'm just looking at a lot of things have to go right. And the schedule just doesn't, and they don't look like they can beat anybody at this point. I know that sounds ridiculous, Chris.
Well, but
they've lost 10 or 13. They don't look like they can beat anybody.
And you can't just say, oh, Dallas, one of the hottest teams in the league. Yeah, but they just lost to New Orleans. You know what I mean? So you can't, they're losing everybody. That leads us to this, Rob. There was a story in The Athletic that came out this week. And it was ranking. They did their mid-season tiers, right, of players that they always do.
I like how they do a mid-season and we only got 21 games left.
Right. I know, right. I mean, it was after the All-Star game.
No, I know what I'm saying, right.
I don't know why. I mean, obviously they started the season a little bit earlier, you know, like a week earlier or something like that they've been doing recently. But they might have to – well, they don't want to rethink the All-Star game. You can't make it earlier because you got the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, nobody would care. So I guess they're stuck, but yeah, it was ridiculous.
I would make it the week of the Pro Bowl. The week of the Pro Bowl where nobody kind of cares about
that. Well, but the Pro Bowl ratings, and this is why they won't get rid of it, Rob. The ratings are great. I mean, you know, especially relative to other sports.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like to have the All-Star game so late.
Probably would outshine the NBA All-Star game as much as I don't think it should. But anyway, they did their tiers. And they had a 1A and a 1B tier. And Rob, for the first time, they did not have LeBron James on the 1A tier. Here are the 1A tier players. I'm going to give you 1A and 1B. All right, 1A was Giannis, Kevin Durant, and Nikola Jokic. 1B is LeBron, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi shouldn't even be listed. I mean, but anyway, they got him on
there. It's all for reputation, and he's hurt.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not saying drop him. I'm just saying he shouldn't even be eligible. Luka Doncic and Steph Curry. So all of those are, you know, all terrific players. But it's news that they, you know, a lot of people have felt like LeBron's still a top 3 player. He's obviously putting up big numbers. His numbers are like his career numbers, which is crazy. But where do you agree with that? KD, Giannis, and Jokic all above LeBron, and LeBron not on the top tier anymore.
I agree with that. And I think that they have to take into consideration just putting up numbers. And you're right, Chris. His numbers are good. Very good.
They're his career. Let me just read them quickly.
19 years in, he's on his average.
His career average, Rob, 27 points a game. He's averaging 28.9.
Right.
Career rebounds, 7.5. He's averaging 8. Career assists, 7.4. He's averaging 6.3. And he's shooting 52%, which is better than his career average. So the numbers are freaking ridiculous. But
they don't have the same impact. We've been talking about it all year. And impact in a game has something to do with it. When LeBron put up those numbers, and you just can't blame and say, well, look at his teammates and all that, because one of the narratives always about LeBron was that he made his teammates better, right? Like, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
And it doesn't, right? That's always been a narrative. Look, well, who's he playing with?
And it's been true.
Right?
I actually think he's carried a lot of guys more so than made. I mean, he's made some players, but he definitely makes role players.
But you know what I mean, right?
Shooters and all that.
But this team, this hasn't been the fact, especially. Right. And I get Anthony Davis, but come on, Westbrook and some of these other guys that they have, they're decent players, Chris, to beat. The Thunder and some of these other, the Kings, and some games that we've seen them lose this year. I mean,
well, Rob,
come on.
We talked about it. One of the shocking things in their losing early in the season was that the schedule was light. How many freaking times did they play Oklahoma City? The Kings? I mean,
and they lost back to back weeks. Okay, so you remember that?
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. I'm with you. I do think it's fair that he drops to 1B. And I've been, Rob, you know I've been saying this all year, because a lot of people have felt like he's still the same LeBron just by looking at, I guess they're not watching the games, but they're looking at numbers.
You just can't look at numbers.
And I've been saying, no, yeah, he is not the same LeBron. And Rob, I'm going to say it to these youngsters out here, and this is not to poo-poo anybody's numbers, but it's a fact. It's easier to get numbers today than it
No
used.
Doubt. No
it, it
doubt.
It just is.
That, just like passing just like
guys.
Passing yards, Chris,
right.
In the NFL.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
That's
you
a
can
great
say
point.
Whatever you want, but the passing yard numbers are inflated.
Yep.
And the touchdowns are inflated. They used to hand those balls off, Chris, at the 5-yard line to running backs.
Right.
Now they throw into the end zone every single time. It's a different game. I'm sorry.
That's why don't go ahead and make a fool of yourself and compare Carson Wentz's numbers to Joe Montana's.
Exactly.
Because they probably look pretty good compared to Joe's, but it was a whole different game. For many reasons, Montana is still one of the top two quarterbacks ever, and Wentz ain't. But that's a good point, Rob. But we got to, just to illustrate this point, these are the guys that are close, like within spitting distance of a triple-double average. Still Westbrook, as bad a season as he's having, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, James Harden, who hasn't had a great year by his standards. Those guys are all like, my point is that's how much easier it is today. Because rebounds, perimeter players can get them a lot easier because they're long rebounds from long jump shots. Half or a third of your shots are worth 3 points. It's easy to get to the basket because they're running you off the three-point line and the floor is so spread out that there's really very little resistance at the rim once you get there. And so it's just a different game, so the numbers are different. But I have said LeBron's numbers may be the same, but he's not dominating the game like he always has. Defensively, obviously, but also offensively. And Rob, one of the things I haven't loved, let's put it that way, about LeBron's game just throughout his career is his ball dominance. And he's not ball dominating anymore, and thus he's not able to control the game. But I don't think he could be ball dominant anymore for 35 minutes because he just doesn't, at his age, you can't do it. So
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You bet on MLB solving this lockout.
I lost.
Yes. Along the lines, you know, right along with the theme of Shekel City, it came up short. No, but a lot of the players, Rob, they are going off on Rob Manfred on Twitter. Marcus Stroman, you know, is going at him. Michael Lorenzen. Is Alex Wood. I mean, you could go on and on. And they're tweeting about Rob Manfred. But, Rob, we said it yesterday. I mean, look, I don't think Rob Manfred's a good commissioner. I had too many missteps, Rob. He doesn't seem like he's got control of the situation. So I get all that. But he is not the one that is controlling this lockout, Rob. He works for the owners.
Yes, and I think it's just easy to pick one guy, Chris, because he's the front man, right? He's the front man that
right,
you see.
Right.
But he works for the owners. He's not doing this against their will. Chris, he doesn't gain anything by these new work rules in the CBA. Right. What does he gain? He doesn't gain anything. This is the owners against the players. So I understand to put down the name of every owner. And I bet you most ball players, Chris, in the Major League don't even know the name of all the owners. You know, Rob, the Steinbrenner family.
A lot of them probably think Manfred does have a lot to do.
Right. But, I mean, but he doesn't, right?
No. Now, go ahead.
I just think the anger is misplaced. That's all. I think it's easy to just pick the commissioner and say it's all his fault. I think that that's too simpleton to really do that and not understand how these things work and how business works. It's like Chris in our business, right? You hire an agent. He's the one who goes to the front office at Fox Sports Radio and fights for you and goes head to head with the bosses because they don't want to have to do it to you. So that you have a bad taste in your mouth when they say, well, you know, Chris, he's all right. He ain't all that. He ain't Dan Patrick, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Right. So you never hear that.
I don't have to hear that.
Right.
Exactly. And I don't think they're saying that anyway. But
you don't think so? I've heard pieces of it. I think you might want to. You know, he takes off all the time.
Hey,
let me
live in my world, all right? Don't bring that negative now. But anyway. But Rob, you're right. Okay, this is not on Manfred. However, I do think his ineffective leadership, Rob, is like this is evidence of that. It is the first time a lockout has cost us games. And what was he doing the past few years when you should have seen this coming? Now, I know he can't, you know, stop a lockout or a strike from happening, but was he working behind the scenes with both parties to see, you know, if he could smooth things over and avoid something like this? And when you go out and call the World Series trophy, and I know it's not a piece of metal, the players aren't, I'm sorry, it's something they can jump on to be like, man, this dude don't know what he's, you know what I'm saying?
But it's stuff like that. It's a slip. There's no doubt about it, Chris. It doesn't make people feel good about you.
Right.
It
makes you look like a clown.
But ultimately, though, the work rules that the owners want, there's a committee, Chris, that puts this together, right? The owners vote on what they want, and then they decide that they want to go a certain way.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think Manfred, he just doesn't come across as a great leader, as a guy who's, you know, stern and strong. And that is what you need in these situations. So we'll see, you know, if he can help them smooth this thing out and get it settled.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Rob, let's go back to the Lakers. There are a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of stuff going on there. They're in the 9th seed. They're only 2 games ahead of the 11th seed, which is Portland at this point. Portland's really tied with New Orleans at 10. So it's a lot, you know, the question now is not just will they make the playoffs, but will they make the play-in? I mean, that's right. A legit question. You talked about the schedule earlier. The schedule's the toughest in the Western Conference.
It's tough,
so
Chris.
It's not a guarantee, yeah. And I think LeBron, and he said it, you know, yesterday that he's 10 toes down. He didn't use that quote, but, you know, he's in it to win it. He's not giving up this season. He thinks every time they get out there, he's got a chance. And he's not going to shut it down or anything like that. And I don't think he will. One, I think he wants to legitimately play. And two, and I don't blame him for this, Rob, he's also chasing Kareem. He's not just chasing wins. Yes, he's chasing wins, but he's also chasing Kareem's scoring record. And he knows
no
that
doubt.
Every game, right? And I don't blame him for that. I don't think that's wrong at all.
He was in that blowout against the Pelicans, Chris. Remember, with 4 minutes to go, they're down 28.
Well, not
normally,
just
you shouldn't
him.
Be in that game,
all the starters were in there.
Yeah, but 19 years in the league, he shouldn't have been in that. He shouldn't have been out there.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about late game moments. I'm just talking about I think he's going to play. Now look.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that moment there that God forbid he got hurt in a 28-point blowout in the fourth quarter, you know, Frank Vogel and them would be getting crucified. That's all I'm saying.
He's done that. Yeah, I mean, he's been doing that a long time. But I do think, Rob, if they get out of it, I mean, I don't see how in the world they'll be out of the play-in. They should have all year, you know, to the end of the year to be in the hunt for the play-in. So that would seem to make you think he's not going to shut it down. But, you know, if it really gets bad and they fall all the way out of the play-in, then maybe he does. He's obviously got next season. I don't even think he needs a full year if he keeps putting up the numbers that he is putting up. He doesn't need a full year. But we'll see. But there was an article in Bleacher Report, Rob, came out today that actually said Russell Westbrook, and the Lakers have mutual interest in parting ways this offseason.
Wow.
This offseason.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
But he might, Chris, to say, my career has been derailed here. You know what I like in L.A.? I'm the one to blame because he's the new piece, right? He's the one to blame. And he wants to get out of this situation, even though this is his hometown. Dream come true to wear the Lakers uniform, play in front of your people, Chris. You know, it's one of those things. So it's got to be tough for him. And even when I hear him talk and I, everything is like dismissive of basketball because it's hell for him. You know, like, oh, I got kids at home and a wife, and right. I don't care. I'm not taking, you know, like, I get it. because he can't wear it. Now, don't tell me he would be talking that way, Chris, if they were winning. They right. wouldn't be. And it's right. a deflection of what's happening. And I'm sure it bothers him that this is happening in L.A. And his much ballyhooed career, because of the triple-doubles, has now been tainted or tarnished in some way, and people don't look at him the same way. I mean, that's got to be hard to stomach.
Well, let me ask you that. Do you think his career has been tarnished?
I do. I don't think people look at him the same way, Chris. And I'm going to be honest. I watched this guy play for years. But living in Los Angeles and watching the Laker games as much as I do, I didn't realize he was this bad of a shooter. I didn't realize some of his game is so ugly. I didn't. I'm going to be honest. You watch, for most people, Chris, you watch some games, you watch a lot of highlights. They don't put in all the bad shots. I'm watching these games. I've seen more bad Russell Westbrook stuff than I'd ever seen in his previous 10 years in the NBA. I can't believe how ugly some of the play is. I can't. And I know other people have seen it. And he's on a bigger stage for the first time. And others, Chris, because people follow the Lakers, not just in Los Angeles, they're Laker fans all over the country. I'm telling you, they see him differently.
I don't think so. I don't think he's been diminished. I really don't. He's late in his career. I know he's 33, doesn't seem old now. I think he's in his 13th season. That doesn't seem like a ton of time, but that's longer than Magic Johnson played. That's as long as Larry
Ain't
Bird
that crazy?
And Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, so he's had a full career. Obviously, he's top 75, Hall of Famer, all that. But, Rob, I really don't. I think I knew this is who he was. It's one reason I didn't think it would work with the Lakers. I knew he had what his flaws were in his game, that he's hard to play with and all that. But I think people a lot of people will understand, look, this dude's in how in the world was he going to be successful in this situation? Like, this isn't built for him. He's the third guy. He's always had the ball in his hands. He's not going to be able to do that primarily now with LeBron there. He's not a shooter. Like, I just think he's in and everybody's putting it on him, but you should look at Anthony Davis. LeBron's not blameless. And the other players have a lot to do with it as well. And I don't hold this against him any more than I hold when Charles Barkley went to Houston, but was about the same age as Westbrook and couldn't get out of the Western Conference with Drexler and Olajuwon. And then same thing with Pippen and Olajuwon. When Pippen went to Portland, Pippen didn't help them. They were great. They had L.A. down game 7 by 15 points going into the fourth quarter. Pippen's supposed to be there to be your leader. He's the champion. He doesn't do it. They lose that series in that game. So, I mean, guys have had these experiences, other guys. So I don't hold this against Westbrook. I think
the difference, though, Chris, is he's played with a lot of great players. It hasn't worked anywhere he's gone. It didn't work. Oh, he went to Houston. Yeah, me and Harden, we're cool. We're going to make this work. It didn't work there. KD couldn't wait to leave and get out of OKC. All I'm saying is, as this story continues, and he's been on three teams in 3 years, right? Washington, Houston, and the Lakers, and you're starting to bounce around and people are starting to see that the common denominator is you, Westbrook, is you. I'm not saying Chris Paul's a bum now or he's not going to the Hall of Fame, but I don't think people look at him the same way or have the same feel for Westbrook after flopping on such a major stage. Whether they set him up to fail, whether this wasn't a good fit, and Chris, it wasn't. You're right. We said this. But boy, I just think that his play has been so raggedy at points. I didn't know he was there. I've heard of Raggedy Andy, but I didn't know there was a Raggedy Russell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing?
What? That was good.
I mean, but here's the thing.
Elijah's going to use that soundbite. He knows it's good.
This notion that Russell, okay, he hasn't won a championship. I don't think he will win a championship. I said a few years ago he's never going to win a championship. You actually gave me pushback. He's not going to win a championship. The way he plays is tough. But don't go to the other extreme that he's just a straight-up loser.
Because I didn't say that.
I'm just saying in general.
Okay, that didn't
like
come out of my
mouth. Like for the public perception. He got to an NBA Finals as a young kid with a young Kevin Durant and a young James Harden who did nothing in those finals.
Not especially right?
Most years when he was with Durant, they were right there. They beat great Spurs teams in the playoffs with Tim Duncan and the big three, Ginobili and Parker. And the years that they, I think they would have got to another finals, let's put it that way, if they had not had injuries. Remember, Durant was hurt 1 year. Westbrook was hurt another year. Ibaka was hurt. I mean, they kept having these injuries that kept them from being at full strength. And Durant never did much without Westbrook. Get him to the second round. That's it. And then, of course, he goes to Golden State. And then Westbrook in OKC with Paul George. They make the playoffs, but let's not put it all on Westbrook. What has he done? He ain't won nothing either. He's got about the same type of career as Westbrook in terms of playoff runs.
I get that. James Harden,
same thing. Never, you know, same type of career playoff runs. Bradley Beal, what in the world's he won?
I get all that.
I don't put it all on Russ. I think he's still what, look, I knew what he was. I always said it. He's hard to play with. His style is unique and hard to adjust to, but I recognize him for what he is, which is a great individual player, tremendous numbers, an individual spectacle. But I don't think he's going to win a championship. I think it's hard to win a championship with him as a player. But I don't think that diminishes him. He's an all-time great at some level.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.